KCJLO 1690 AM. Hey everybody, it's your good pal Satan here. I know, it's Metal March, so you've been missing me, but I've been really busy and I just ignored Andrew's email. I'm really sorry, Andrew. I'm really sorry that I just ignored your email for so long. But I mean, you see what's going on. You see. I wanted to put this personal apology out because sometimes just you can give an apology to someone. This is a public apology. It's not a private one, obviously. I privately apologize, but I feel like I should publicly apologize and also publicly apologize to all of you because I know how I hear from so many people. I hear from so many people that used to be people, live people who are now not alive people who say to me, "Oh man, Satan, I really liked listening to you in March on CJLO when you guested on the show, and you know, I really appreciate that." And then I'll say something probably like, "Oh, your compliments aren't going to get you out of the fire lake," or you know, whatever's happening to them at the time. Sometimes it's spiders in the eyes, or you know, nails being pulled off. Whatever it is, you know, whatever is the particular for that person. Like, I'll usually try and make a joke about it, you know, because jokes are fun. We all like to have fun. I like to keep morale pretty high, you know, in the office, which, you know, the office is pretty big. It's, I mean, it needs to hold every sinner on earth, and that's literally everyone. So, and to everyone who's ever lived at all, it's crazy. You guys are so dumb. Not fair. You just don't know all the information. And I'd be happy to tell it to you, but then I'm out of a job, you see. So, you know, automation's never going to take my job, and I'm not going to give it up that easily. Oh, man, it's good stuff. Good stuff. Anyway, I really wanted to apologize, though, to all of you for not being here sooner. Busy, as I'm sure you're well aware. It's been a busy time for me. So, you know what? Let's go over what you heard. Let's focus on the music now. We don't want to hear about me. You want to hear about what you heard, the music. So let's go over that. You heard some Raging Speedhorn there. That's a new record that they put out. It's called Nightwolf. That was a track called Every Night's All Right for Fighting, which is true, especially if you want to see me. Oh, man. Good stuff. Bonnie Trash started everything off with Hellmouth off of the album Mourning You. And in between was a band called Heartworms with a track called Mad Catch off of Glutton for Punishment. That's the name of the record. Andrew's written all this down for me. It's very nice. I wish it were in something other than Notepad, though. I prefer to have my lists in something that's a little bit more aesthetically pleasing. You know what I mean. You get it. You understand. Especially you, Jane. Is it you, Jane? Is it? I guess you'll find out. No, right. Anyways, I'm sorry. I do this all the time. I can't, you know, it's force of habit. You know, when you're all seeing and all knowing, you know who's listening at any given point in time. And if it's not you that I'm talking to, rest assured, it's somebody. And you could easily fill in for them at any point in time. Hey, let's play some more stuff, shall we? I feel kind of in a, I feel kind of like Andrew's tried to set up like a sludge thing coming up here because I see he has some 16 and some Mantar. And starting everything off is a band called, what is this? It's an R and a W. He says it's Wake, but there's an R in front of it. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, whatever. I'm going to believe him for this. Apparently there is a new record by Wake, but with an R in front of it. It's on Relapse Records, and Andrew's, this is in all caps talking about this. I'm not going to read it all here because it's frankly, a little bit much, if I'm being honest with you. The new album... Oh, dear, excuse me. I'm having some indigestion problems. It's all those baby seals. Oh, they're delicious, but, you know, they can sometimes be repeat on you. You know what I mean? The Return of Magic with a K is this new Wake record. I'm going to play you a track. What's this? Oh, You Swore We'd Always Be Together. I hear that a lot, too. Couples come down. Oh, man, getting them to talk with each other. They already moved on to somebody else. Sometimes it hasn't even been a year. It's crazy, crazy. You guys move in a weird, fast fashion. I guess it's true. You only live to be, what, like, what are your numbers now? I used to be like 30. I think I think your average has gone up since then. But still, it's pretty short. I've been around for many millennia, so I can't even conceive of what it's like for you to go through a life that's so short. But don't worry, though. The afterlife, that's eternal. So I'm sure you'll appreciate that. You won't. Not you, Charles. No, no. Don't think that. Anyway, let's play you a Rake track called You Swore We'd Always Be Together. That feels like a nice thing to do. Recapping that. And then something from the new 16 record, Guides for the Misguided, and some Mantar. And then apparently there's, looks like a bunch of punk things here. All right, fine, whatever. The point is, let's get to some music, shall we? Here's some Wake for you off of the Return of Magic. Keep it locked. CJLO, 1690 AM. You swore we'd always be together. Which, after you're dead, you and me, friend, it's all for all time.